Well, God bless you.
Radio.
Well, God bless you. We were having a little difficulties. We thank God for you and you. Amen. We're discussing Adam and Eve. Amen. Their problems, their situations. Amen. And we want you to know that there's a direct connection. Amen. And what had happened in the Garden of Eden, amen, is to continue that going on now. Disinformation, misinformation. Amen. You are, wherever you are right now, call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air, and they're going through some disinformation, some information that has been going on throughout our continued. Amen. And you want to be aware of situations that you thought was going on wrong. Amen. But it is possible. It is possible that the same method and the same situation was used against Adam and Eve, and it's been used against you. The same thoughts, the same information that was going on between Adam and Eve, amen, can be used against you. Amen. This is a trick. Amen. There's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing going wrong with your life. Nothing going wrong with your problems and situations. Sometimes it can be a method that the enemy been using and you're not sure. Amen. You thought about it, but you wasn't sure. Amen. You have to always be careful by the thing you see. Amen. And analyze it from the Word of God. The Word of God is always our lamp unto our feet. He is the one, the Word is written. Amen. And when the Word is written, amen, you can always go back to it. You can always go back to it. And you can always get understanding from it, the Word of God. And God plans, amen. He gave us the Word, amen. And we have to analyze it now because there are so many false teachers and so many false preachers out there in religion, that dealing with the truth. So many things that are happening with the truth, amen. And you never thought it would be happening, amen. Especially those that come into Christ, amen. And they always thought with love, God is still love. God is still love. God loves you. He cares for you. He looks out for you, amen. And he's still love. God is still love. And we have to look at some of the situations that are evolving around us, in our community, and our friends and families, amen. And you wonder why there's so much confusion sometimes, because, amen, misinformation, and the enemy uses areas of communication to cause you to get frustrated, cause you to miss appointments, cause you to miss, amen, raises and opportunities. Amen. He throw things in the middle, and you have to choose. And the greatest thing you can do is just slow down and settle down. Amen. Everything is not 911 emergency. It can be just 411. It's whatever area you might be. It just be a type of what we call communication or information. You might just need more information. Amen. Adam and Eve, they find themselves, amen, at odds with God. At odds with God. In the book of Matthew's 13 chapter, talk about the seed that was planted. Amen. The seed that was planted. He received the seed. 13 chapter of Matthew's. Amen. He said, but he that received the seed of the stony place, it's the same that he that hear the word and anoint with joy. Amen. But there was a time when the seed was planted. Amen. The seed. Amen. He that received the seed. Amen. On thorns. He that received the seed on thorns. The cares of this world. Amen. Be careful. Amen. The cares of this world is a trap. the cares of this world is a trap. Well, why do you say the cares of this world is a trap? Because if you think about it, amen, in the time of Adam and Eve, amen, it was just a matter of communication. Amen. God told Eve, amen, the alternative leadership, amen. The enemy bypassed Adam, amen, and went to Eve, amen, because you know he can question Eve, put some type of thoughts in her mind. It can be anyone. It can be a man, woman, child, anyone, amen, can put thoughts in their mind and say, well, this could happen, amen, this could happen. You ever been around a lot of negative people, negative thoughts, and negative communication? Those are designed, amen, to create confusion, problems, and situations. Negativity is a weapon, amen. Negativity is a weapon against you, amen, because what you come out positive on a situation, because at the end of that situation, is nothing prosperous or anything positive. Amen. So when someone challenges you about a situation and it don't come out positive, then you know it was just a trap of the enemy. Now, the enemy used the cares of this world. He used the cares of this world. Amen. That's good. What feelings and temptation, if it wasn't for that, the devil would be out of business. He would be out of business. Amen. The cares and the feelings, amen, the temptations, amen, because if you look at it, well, you need to live in this place, you need to buy that, amen, you need to go there, amen, because you'll feel good, you'll look good, it tastes good, but the end results, amen, you find out it's not what it said it is. It doesn't taste the way it's supposed to taste, amen. It costs too much now, you see, you can't sleep. And you find they got so many problems with it, but it looked good on the outside, you know. So the enemy used, he told Jesus, amen, when he was in the wilderness, he was tempting him. The last time he took him up on the mountain and said, now look, I want you to look at Jerusalem. I'll give you all of this if you fall down. So he used temptation and he was using pleasures. If pleasures there, the devil will be out of business. He'll be out of business. Amen. God give us joy, peace, happiness. Amen. And we're going to have a lot of pleasures in heaven. He wants us well down here as well. Amen. If we don't look well and live well down here on earth, amen, what kind of God we have? We have a God that loves us and care for us down here. He said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. I'm going to give you a home. I'm going to give you a mansion, not a little house. I'm going to give you a mansion. You're going to have golden streets. That doesn't sound like, in Revelation 21, it doesn't sound like, amen, he just wants you to live in a shack or ride around on a bicycle. Amen. Whatever you are able to have, amen, he want to upgrade you down here on earth as well as in heaven. Amen. But the enemy used pleasure. He doesn't have anything to upgrade you. Amen. He steals and kills. He takes from other people and gives it to you. He uses it as a trap. Pleasure is a trap. Amen. So if you run after pleasure, the devil's pleasure, the world's pleasure, is not a lasting pleasure. Amen. There's no joy like a Holy Ghost joy. There's no joy like a being peace with God. Having a peace with God. No joy. Amen. To lay down with your head. Don't have to worry and sweat. Amen. About what you're going to do tomorrow. But the enemy will trap you, everybody. Everybody is in a trap. Amen. Everybody's under a curse. And that's why Jesus came. Jesus came. Adam and Eve in the garden. Amen. Adam was bypassed. The enemy bypassed Eve. Bypassed Adam and talked to Eve about the situation. She took it back to her husband, amen, and both of us, amen, caused the whole world, amen, to fall up under that curse of sin. And the biggest sin is disobedience, disobeying God, disobeying God. That's why it's so easy to get saved. It's so easy to be a Christian, but you have to work at it, because there's so much bad information out there, so much disinformation out there now. Amen. And you always have to study your Bible, line it up from the Bible, say, okay, the Bible said this. I'm going to make sure this is right. Amen. So we want to talk about it. We're going through some little difficulties. We thank God for those who've been in the studio back and forth. But you can't give up. You can't give up on life because you have a little difficulties. Amen. You got to keep striving. You got to keep striving. You got to keep reaching out. Amen. And this is what Doctrine of Truth, we try to bring things down to the grassroots level, that you will have difficulties in life. And we need to talk about it. Amen. We need to talk about it. Amen. Those of you who can go into the studio, amen, we had to make some changes real quickly. We had some difficulties, technical difficulties that came in. Amen. But we're still striving, amen, to bring forth. Amen. We need to talk about it. Amen. If you're all for the first time, you know we always say we're in the studio. And when you come in the studio, amen, you push one on your phone. Amen. We call for the area code and last four digits. The area code and the last four digits. Amen. We're talking about, amen, why the devil bypassed Adam and went to Eve. Amen. And Jesus said, because he was telling the parable about the seed. Amen. The seed, because of what people have in their heart. Amen. Because of what they hear. Amen. So the enemy, whatever, if it's good, if you hear some good information, if you had some good to help you, amen, could make the seed grow. The word of God is like a seed. It grows. That's why you're going to church. You're being programs like this. You have prayer. You read your Bible. Because what God give you, it grows. It grows. It's so strong, it outgrows what's in you. Amen. What you be worried about, if you read the word of God, pray, go to the Bible and read, get spiritual songs and good religious programming, amen, it'll start growing. And the more you give yourself to God, amen, James said, if you resist the devil, he'll flee. Amen. You don't have to listen to worldly things if it's in your possible, if it's all that's possible. We know if you might be living in a home, you can turn your mind off. If you're at work, we know there's problems at work. Amen. You're finding some, put your mind on other things, on godly things. Amen. Amen. If it stays in your mind and you know it's nothing but garbage, you say, okay, garbage in and garbage out. I don't need to hear this. Why I keep going around in my mind? Talk to yourself in your mind. Say, why am I listening to this? Why am I talking about this? Amen. I don't need to listen to this. Amen. Keep resisting, resisting. It'll leave you. Amen. So be aware of what comes in your mind and learn how to resist it. Amen. Amen. All right. We know we're doing a program here, and we are, amen, talking about how communication affects our living. Amen. And the seed of God is the word of God. And have you ever gotten in a situation where you just did not understand, amen, why the message that you put out, amen, you said something to someone very seriously and honestly, but when the message got back to you, amen, you don't know how that happened, it's wrong, you got hurt, everybody's got hurt. Amen. We're exploring it tonight. Amen. Today, wherever you might be listening. Amen. If anybody have an idea, amen, you can push one on your phone. Amen. And we're technician will put you in. Amen. And we're giving the area code and the last four digits. The area code and last four digits. Amen. We're talking about communication, and sometimes the authority, your husband and wife, amen, you say something to one person, amen, by the time the children get it back to you, they say, well, father said this. You work on the job, you get an email, a memo, amen, and information go out one way and come back another way. Maybe you have been caught in situations. Amen. You might have a vision or a dream that you want to share with the studio. Amen. In this conversation. Amen. We are open to visions and dreams. Amen. That's going to be helpful. That'd be helpful. Or comments that can be helpful to others. And we thank God for all of you able to come back in through our technical situations. Amen. Those of you that's young in Christ, amen. We're hoping that these type of programs will help you. Amen. If you accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, amen, and you just need to practice. You need to move out in an environment. Amen. The church is one positive environment. It's a building. Amen. You might not think it's powerful. Amen. But when you decide, so I'm going to church, I'm going to go this. Amen. Watch our obstacles come up. The enemy knows the church is a powerful situation. Amen. Regardless how big the crowd, the small the crowd is. Amen. It's a spiritual hospital. It's a spiritual hospital. All right. You can press one on your phone. Press one on your phone here. Amen. And we're always open for your comments. Amen. We're pleased to have your comments, visions or dreams. Amen. Concerning, amen. You might have something the Lord has showed you in the end time. Amen. The end time. About all this communications problems. Amen. Or you might have something you want to share. Amen. But don't get personal. We don't get personal. That's why we don't give out your name or your address or anything. Amen. You can dial 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. We're talking about, amen, communication between Adam and Eve, and also the seed, the word of God. The seed, the word of God. It needs to be watered. Amen. You need to be among programming, amen, that is going to help you. Many times you can't find subjects that dealing with your problem. Maybe you can't ask a question. Amen. Dealing with your problems. Amen. But we'll try to open up an avenue. Amen. To work with that. To work with that in a righteous way. Amen. We don't fight anyone. We work from the word of God. Work on the word of God. All right. You can press one on your phone. Amen. And we're in a new time now. We've been running a little short, amen, because of the difficulties on the airways. But we're here, amen, because you never know someone to have a question, have a comment they would like to share. Amen. Jesus said in the last days, amen, Jesus said in the last days that, amen, it will be like the days of Noah. And the days of Lot. Amen. He said that. And if you explore in your Bible, the days of Noah. Amen. And those of you like to make a comment about the days of Noah. Amen. You never thought how Noah days were. You can see now. Amen. With violence. Amen. Every thought a man had. In evil imagination. Imagination. Amen. And Jesus called that Isaiah 53, said he was wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquities. Iniquities is all kind of wickedness, all type of wickedness. Amen. So you can see now things that are happening now. You never thought it would be happening in this world. But God always have a remedy. Amen. Where sin abound, God's grace is much more abounding. Amen. God still lives. He still cares for this world. He still cares for you. Amen. God loves you. Regardless of what difficulties you're going through, the power of God is still working. People want to see miracles and things like that. Those that are really religious Well, when they look at you, you're a miracle. Amen. Because when God, you accept the Christ, when you choose, it's power in choosing. If it wasn't power in choosing, the church would never say, whosoever will, let him come. And the last chapter in Revelation, amen, the Bible would never say, whosoever will, let him come and drink of the water of life freely. You have power in your choices. Amen. Nobody can make you do anything. God gave us all of this. Amen. In the human being, we have choices. We have our will. Amen. Once we decide, amen, God know that. He knows that. Amen. That's why he tell us that all they do is tell people and let them choose. Let them choose. Give them the truth about life. Let them know there's an alternative. Amen. Moses said, sin is just for a season. Let them know the devil throw out pleasures and times and good times. But as long as you got money, as long as you got your health, that's it. You go on. But after a while, amen, the enemy going to take back. Amen. Because it's just a trap set. Amen. But God give us joy, abundance of joy and peace and happiness. Amen. But we have to weave through this world. Amen. And God wanted to show the world, say, come on, y'all, come on. Amen. If you be with me, you get sick, I'll heal you. If you be with me, if you get down, I'll pick you up. Amen. Because he wants to show the world his power in you, that you are able to shake it off and keep moving. Amen. Yes, you're going to get discouraged. Yes, you're going to get sick. Yes, you might get down and disappointed. But God is with you. Area code 305-4271. Area code 305. That will call her.
Hey, hello.
God bless you. God bless you, Doc.
God bless you, Bishop. Great listening that night. We had a bit of a technical problem, but thank God we got beyond that.
Nice.
I'm listening to you tonight, and I'm getting some strange vibrations. I believe we're tapping into something here that I think the Lord is revealing this hour, because the enemy is taking advantage of the church.
Mm-hmm.
I believe this is looking at why the revelation, I think it was through Apostle Paul, about being unequally yoked. You see,
okay.
you see in the garden there. In the beginning, there was no sin consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Sin had entered into the world.
Mm-hmm.
So really, God made, he created male and female, but he took the woman from the male. He took the female from the male. And
mm-hmm.
so what happened here is that Satan, he went after the woman to get to the man, because God gave the commandment to the man. So this is why today men must be strong and stand up and hold their ground, because that is the order. It's Christ ahead of the man. He gave it that thing, Corinthians there. Christ ahead of man ahead of woman, and then God deals with it next, see? He controls and everything like that. So what we're looking at here is the fact that he went after the woman, you understand, because she's the help meet. She's the help to man, and Adam loved her so much until he used her, you see, to get to him like that. That's my opinion. But then
okay.
I'm looking at the fact that when God married, when men and women are married today, you understand, it's more than a physical thing. It's a coming together of two spirits, you see. That's why
right.
I said don't be unequally yoked. Man, don't you marry an unsaved woman. Or if you're married and one gets saved, then the other one can be saved through the conversation of the one that's saved. Did that make a lot of sense, don't it?
All right.
So God wants to, you can't communicate, you understand? That's why when you come into church, you must be born again, because you can't communicate spiritual things, you understand, to people that's not saved. So this is what it's all about. You see, if God gonna provide, which he is spiritual, Christ being ahead of the church, then we must what? Be born again. And then we must not only be born again, but we must come into the knowledge so that we can be transformed, you understand, for that great day. So this is, I think, what we're talking about here, which I never heard so much about this, but I see it's coming clear now, because today people are marrying, they say they say, they're professing, and they're marrying unsaved folks. They divorcing, you understand? And they are no questions concerning where you come from, man, or where you come from, woman, or what's that. They just hooking up, and this is going on. And I think God is sending conversations just like this one, you understand, to alert people. So that's what I want to say, Bishop, because when we come together, man and woman, that's a joining, that's a rejoining about where it was in the beginning. You see what I'm saying?
All right.
This is why man and woman must work together. That's what I was thinking, Bishop.
All right. Very good. Amen. I caught a glimpse of Revelation there, too. The woman, whoever is unsaved, can be saved by the conversation. Amen.
Yeah.
And that conversation can be the word of God, talking the word of God, and plant that seed in their heart. Amen.
Right.
And he can make it, or she can make it on himself. Through
that's
that,
right.
If you want to take that chance, Amen. All right. That's very good. Very good. Those of you that have unsaved spouses or unsaved families, let them keep praying for them and talking in love with them about the church, talking to them about Jesus. And don't push them out the door, get all upset with the person because they don't want to go to church. But if you continue, being in love, continue sharing God with them and reading with them and studying with them, amen. Paul said, you can save him. You can save her. Amen. If you don't want to get saved, are you willing to stay? Let him stay. Let her stay. Amen. All right, we're running into some problems here. Amen. We can take one more quick comment. Then we need a prayer. Amen. We're in this situation where you just don't give up. Amen. That's all I can say, amen, about any situation that anyone listening. Amen. Just don't give up, amen, of anything. Keep trying and trying. Amen. And God will do it for you. Amen. God bless you tonight, today, wherever you might be. Amen. Concerning communication. Communication, very valuable. Amen. You can see it all over the world. Cell phone is blossoming out everywhere. Babies getting cell phones. Amen. I mean, the dog may have a cell phone later on. They're always trying to make a dollar. Amen. But communication. And the enemy. And watch the trick of the devil. Amen. That he loved to throw pleasure. He used pleasure, amen, as a tool. He used pleasure to trap many people, cause them to think God ain't with them. God does not give you things that will hurt you. Amen. Remember, whatever God give you is loving, is peace, and is joy. Amen. God, Father, we thank you right now, God. We ask you to stretch your hand and deliver us upon those, amen, that are called in and persevere. Oh, Lord, we thank you right now for giving us the ability and the power and the mind to continue to seek you. You say, seek ye first the kingdom of God, his righteousness, and all these things be added unto you. God bless you. Until next time, amen. You can go to Blog Talk Blog Talk Radio and dial in Bishop Poole, Doctors of Truth, and get all these different programs on your computer. God bless you. We love you. Keep the faith. God bless you.